to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I'm going to take a little trip down memory lane. That's right. I'm going to share some information about me that maybe you haven't heard before. I'm also going to share some information that came to me from other Lifestyles Unlimited members. As I started thinking about memory lane, it dawned on me that there were certain milestones in my life. There were certain things that I did along my life that created change. And one of the most important milestones that I arrived at and I took advantage of was the opportunity to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. You see, things weren't going very well for me back in the day prior to my joining Lifestyles Unlimited. And as I was going down memory lane, I was looking through my emails and stuff, and I found an email that I had sent to Lynn Morrow, who's our executive vice president, a couple of years ago. She was at that time she was doing one of the radio shows for Lifestyles Unlimited, and she said, would you be interested in being on the show? And I thought, yeah, what could that hurt? Why not? So what I did was I wrote her an email outlining me, what my background was, why I came to Lifestyles Unlimited. And what I'm going to do on today's show, after I get through, you know, opening my heart and pouring it onto the radio for you, I'm going to talk about why other people have come to Lifestyles Unlimited. And I'll just sum it up for you. We all came to Lifestyles Unlimited because we desired to make a significant change in our life. You know, many of us wanted to get on the path to retirement. We wanted to achieve that in 5 years or less. Others wanted to stop relying on 401ks or IRAs or even pensions as their retirement plans. Still more wanted to explore how passive income, when you invest correctly, those investments create passive income. That's money that comes in every month or every quarter, depending on the type of investment, and you use that money to offset your ordinary bills. Once you have enough of that passive income coming in, well, you've essentially retired yourself, and then you start working on the lifestyle. You start taking control of your life. But let me get into this email that I sent, and, you know, let's see where this goes. I started off by saying this. As a young boy, I wanted to grow up to be a millionaire. My parents encouraged me, but I didn't have the slightest idea of how to do it, nor did they have the slightest idea of how to advise me other than work hard in school, go to college, and get a good job. You know, that's basically what society teaches us. Both of my parents were born and raised in the Depression. You know, they taught me how to save and that the stock market was no better than gambling. My parents did purchase a home before I was born. We're going way back in time, but they lost it in a real estate crash. Now, trust me, there was no such thing as a correction back then. And the lesson that I took from that was this: real estate is just as risky as the stock market. Otherwise, no one in my family owned any real estate. That was for quote unquote rich people. You know, I never knew how poor we really were, and we always seemed to have more month at the end of our money. My parents worked long hours, and their combined income was less than $12,000 per year. That's probably about maybe $48,000 a year in today's dollars. I never missed a meal. Remember, ramen noodles counts as a meal, nor was I ever homeless, but things like basic clothing were essentially a luxury. My dad's idea of success was threefold: keep a roof over our heads, make sure that there was food to eat, and keep clothes on our back. Anything else he considered was just a bonus. You know, when college rolled around, well, I did well in school. I was able to get into several colleges that I wanted to. I didn't have a shortage of schools that had accepted me. My problem was this. It was how to pay for it. Fortunately for me, I earned a four-year Army ROTC scholarship that paid for my tuition, but I had to take out student loans to pay for my housing and living expenses. I quickly amassed more debt than my parents earned in a year. I was the first one in my family to earn a college degree, so I was clearly on the road to riches, right? Well, not so much. You know, I spent the next 27 years of my life pursuing an Army career and, more importantly, a retirement pension. This was my retirement plan. I received financial advice from self-help books, peers with little or no investing experience, and financial planners that told me to buy lots of whole life insurance, put money into mutual funds, and try to save up at least 6 months of cash reserves in case something happened. I made pretty decent money as an Army officer, but we were a single income family. My wife and I had decided that she would stay home and raise our kids. You know, she basically was doing what I consider to be the toughest job in the world, which is being a mom. In comparison, most of my peers were dual income households, and they had all the things that we didn't. We didn't feel like we were getting ahead, and our only investment at the time was our home. I became a student of Carlton Sheets, and I spent a great deal of money and time acquiring and studying his materials. No money down was right up our alley since we didn't have any money to put down. We ultimately bought three duplexes out of state using those methods. Unfortunately, we didn't understand the downside risks of completely leveraging an investment property. We also thought it was okay to have negative cash flow, pay high interest rates on our loans. After all, it's a write-off, right? And allow tenants to take advantage of us by not paying on time or at all. Tell you what, the story gets even more interesting. When we come back from the break, I'll finish up the story and then I'll get into some of the other stories that I have to tell you. We'll be back right after this.
Del Wamsley talks about finding that one thing that made sense for the lifestyle.
I looked at franchises. I looked at multi-level marketing. I looked at everything in the world. But nothing made as much sense as buying one simple little rental property.
Real estate is your best option. Real estate makes sense. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your first rental property. Join our live online free workshop to find out more. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. We're taking a trip down memory lane, and what I'm doing for you now is I'm sharing with you my past experience, what brought me to Lifestyles Unlimited and helped me to eventually get on a path to change my life. To change the path that I was going down, which literally had me going, well, let's just get back to the story because I cover it in the story. 2008 was the worst financial year on record for my family. We lost over $300,000 in equity in our home, real money that we had paid for the down payment and improvements, and we ultimately had to short sale that home, which damaged our impeccable credit. We also lost vast amounts of money in the stock market that made multiple corrections during that time period. We wound up liquidating our remaining mutual funds to keep our real estate investments going. We had experienced high vacancy rates on our properties due to improperly screening our tenants. All the years of building up what we thought was wealth ultimately evaporated in that year. Let's fast forward to 2014. During that time frame, the Army decided it was time for me to retire. I had earned a retirement pension that was essentially my retirement plan at that point. However, I had a much bigger problem. I was physically retired, but I was not financially retired. My monthly earnings were reduced to about one-third of what I was earning while I was serving, and I had no other assets that were producing monthly income. And it got worse. I was highly qualified to do many things, No one was interested in giving me an interview or a job offer. We quickly found ourselves in a situation where we spent everything we had in savings, which, to be honest with you, was not a lot of money. We took out loans on our paid off vehicles. Yeah, we were trying to follow that Dave Ramsey mindset, you know, pay everything off. And we maxed out our available credit cards just to pay our bills. It took me 10 months to find a job in municipal government, but the damage had been done. We started down the long road of trying to get ourselves out of debt again. The job that I had taken was not really something I wanted to do, but I needed a job, and I did my best to perform to the best of my ability. But the cultural climate was very poor, and I could see no path to truly retiring in that organization. I quickly grew tired of the corporate mentality, and the stress created by the working environment was having a negative effect on my health. I knew there had to be a better way, but I didn't know where to look. Retirement, as society had taught me, had become a lie. I literally thought I would have to work until the age of 70. Searching for a better way, I happened across a Lifestyles Unlimited radio show and went to a free workshop with my 19-year-old son, Jonathan. We both became members of Lifestyles Unlimited in June of 2017, and after attending the two-day financial freedom seminar, we immediately upgraded to the Preferred Investor Group membership. Although highly skeptical, my wife, Tina, agreed to attend the two-day seminar, where her concerns were quickly eliminated. We immediately went to work fixing all the mistakes we had made with our duplexes, and they now provide positive monthly cash flow. A side note to that, we're actually in the process of getting ready to sell those properties and then use the money that comes from those properties to buy even more income-producing assets. Getting back to the story, the education and mentoring received from Lifestyles Unlimited helped all of us to quickly understand that multifamily investing was where we needed to be and to start as passive investors in the short term. The networking opportunities provided by Lifestyles Unlimited allowed us to quickly invest in several investments as passive investors. We currently own 425 units across 5 cities in multiple states. Everyone in our family has earned their lead investor certification, and we plan to pursue investments as lead investors after our passive investments mature. Desiring to give back, I jumped on an opportunity to help other like-minded individuals, and I joined the Lifestyles Unlimited team in March of 2018. By eliminating our consumer debt, liquidating our non-cash flowing assets, and investing correctly, I was able to create the cash flow necessary to leave my last employer and to start living the lifestyle. Now, I focus on helping other people understand that there is a much better way to obtain financial freedom and to retire yourself. You know, I just kind of laid it out there for you. I gave you my background. I gave you my story. And that's the story that I tell to other Lifestyles Unlimited members when we strike up a conversation. You know, we say, how did you wind up here? Why did you do these things? And what I have found in the Lifestyles Unlimited community is that people are very open. People are very forthcoming with their background because, you know, it's their story. They don't need to be ashamed of their story. They lived that story. And now they are focused on doing other things that are helping them to achieve not only retirement, but financial freedom. You know, I got an email from Bill a while back, and Bill has a very interesting story. Bill is a orthodontist, or I should say he was an orthodontist. And let me just give you some tidbits from his story. He says, after dental school and orthodontic residency at the University of Louisville, I moved to South Florida and worked as an employee in an orthodontic practice for a few years. I met my future wife there and we married and we decided to move to Orlando to open up our own practice back in 1987. The practice is managed by his wife and it allows him to center his attention on treating patients. He created a great job for himself. Basically what he's saying is he created a job. I mean, he was self-employed. Along the way, I had always tried to learn more about real estate. I spent a lot of time and money on this quest. I have tried the stock market,
options, tax liens, etc. But I always came back to real estate. I purchased Robert Kiyosaki's books and seminar plans, but there was no follow through. After the recession in 2008, I hooked up with a real estate broker and bought 9 single family homes between 2010 and 2012. 7 had mortgages. 2 were bought with all cash. They were all rehabbed as needed to rent them out, but I did not follow the best product, best price model that I learned from Lifestyles Unlimited because I hadn't been there yet. They all cash flowed and increased in value, and he used a management company to run them. As of today, he only has a couple of those houses left. But in 2015, he found out about Lifestyles Unlimited by listening to the radio, and he was living in Orlando at the time, and he became a member. And, you know, one of the first things he did was he did a lot of research on Lifestyles Unlimited because he wanted to make sure it was the real deal. You know, he became a member. He went through the 2-day financial freedom seminar. And at that time, he realized the mistakes that he had made in his single family investments. And he moved forward from there. Now, let me fast forward a little bit. To date, Bill has been involved with 45 different passive multifamily deals totaling over 8,800 units with 24 different leads. He's invested in Texas, Arizona, Oklahoma, Georgia. The list goes on, and we'll be back after this.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So we're taking a trip down memory lane. And essentially what I'm doing for you is I'm sharing stories from my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members. I'm sharing you the information that they have shared with me in their own words. These are people that have changed their life. Now, at one point in their life, they were traveling down the same road that you're traveling down, you know, working very hard, trying to get ahead, trying to achieve some form of retirement. Maybe that retirement came from investing in a 401k that your company offered. Maybe you got matching funds. Others invested in IRAs. Still others may have had the benefit of having pensions, like myself. Others, you know, they were just working with their financial planner to do whatever they thought they could do to try and get ahead, to build a pile of money up that in retirement they would spend down. Now, what I want to do is share with you Richard's story. I met Richard a couple years ago in Austin, and I'll tell you what, this guy has got a very compelling story. He says this: I'm a registered landscape architect. I have my own design firm and 14 employees that focus on new construction of Class A apartments. It's a 22-year-old business. In 2008, I laid off most of my employees and moved my business into my garage. I also lost half of my retirement portfolio with the market downturn. As my business started to improve and the market began to strengthen, I didn't want to go back to the same investment strategy. I heard the Lifestyles Unlimited radio show, and on that particular show, the host was walking me through the 5 ways we make money in real estate. And after each one, he simply asked, compared to that, how's your 401k or your IRA doing? And that resonated with me. To date, I have achieved 3 single family home investments and 18 multifamily deals. And I think it's important to point out that Lifestyles Unlimited taught me the fallacy and reality of 401ks and IRAs. I confidently cashed out all of my retirement accounts, paid the penalties and taxes, and I never looked back. My mood used to be affected by how well the stock market did that day. Now I could care less. Ha! I bet the old me would be freaking out about tariffs right now. Lifestyles helped me to develop a focused plan to a real and achievable retirement that is now less than a year away. I now have a very large portfolio of appreciating tangible assets that pay me an income with no crazy government rules on how I can use the money. And then he goes on to outline his plan. He's got a well thought out, well detailed plan. You know, Richard is another self-employed guy that, you know, got burned in 2008, like I got burned in 2008. And he joined in 2010, and he has radically changed his life, and he has changed it for the better. Now, I've got some other folks to talk about. These folks live out in California. Their names are Barack and Alex, and there are executives at one of the most powerful companies out in California. I won't tell you who they work for, but let's just tell you this. They have very successful corporate careers. They make seven-figure incomes, and those are W-2 incomes, so they're paying crazy taxes on that income. When asked, why did you join Lifestyles Unlimited? This is what they told me. They said they always wanted to generate passive income and not to be dependent only on a corporate job. For 10 plus years, they had wanted to invest in real estate, and their focus was initially single family, but they had the classical analysis paralysis syndrome, which was essentially thinking, analyzing, and really just doing nothing. Their goal to join Lifestyles was this: to generate passive income that is comparable to W-2 income within a 5 to 7 year time frame, and continue to work because, well, they enjoy it, not because they need to work. And I'll tell you what, they have done some incredible things. They've invested in 35 multifamily deals, and a couple of those have been sold. A couple of those have been refinanced, and they have started their own journey as lead investors. In other words, they have put together a multifamily real estate deal that they have syndicated to other Lifestyles Unlimited members. And last week, I actually had an opportunity to be a part of a webinar that Lifestyles Unlimited hosted for members in the Preferred Investor Group. And Barack and Alex, they went through this entire deal in detail. I mean, they talked about how they found the deal, what they did to acquire the deal, what they did to renovate the deal. There was a ton of information that they put out. They even went into the concept of what of the research that they did to determine what market they wanted to invest in. They knew that California was not the place to be for the type of investing that they wanted to do. So what they did was they focused on Arizona. They had family in Arizona, so they knew the area pretty well. They did the market research. All the market research that they did pointed them right to the Arizona markets, and that's where they're investing, and they are doing wonderful, wonderful things. Here's another gentleman. His name is Russell, and he joined Lifestyles Unlimited a while ago. And he says, I was 6 years out of college and into my first software development company. I was following the middle class map and putting away at least 20% of income into 401ks and IRAs. 2 years into the 2008 crash that happened, it wiped out most of my savings. Every financial and retirement calculator projected me working until I was in my 70s or possibly my 80s to reach my financial goals. The thought of doing this cycle over and over and over again for the next 50 years was a bleak prospect. He said that his mother at the time was 64 years of age and nearing retirement, but there was absolutely no way her savings would fund her expenses for the next 20 years. See, she had built up a nest egg, and her retirement strategy was essentially to live off of that money and hope that that money did not run out before she passed away. He said his retirement map at the time had him working until 70, 80 years of age. And, you know, he was watching his mother try and get by on the several hundred thousand dollars in savings that she had amassed. And based on the lifespan of their family, she was probably going to live at least 20 some odd years. You know, he had done some incredible things since becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. He went to work investing in 27 single family homes that provided him outstanding cash flow and appreciation. He also got involved with multifamily deals. He was able to invest with other Lifestyles Unlimited investors. And I'll tell you what, he has achieved a state now where he has plenty of passive income coming in to offset his living expenses. He has achieved retirement, and in doing so, he is focused on living the lifestyle. Now, I have another member Her name is Rupa. And, you know, she's got an interesting story. She says this. She says, here's my story. I burned the boat, if you will. And I'm not looking back. I'm into consistent progression. I was able to replace a full income in just over 2.5 years. If I had followed all the info in the bullet points correctly, basically what she's referring to is that if she had continued working, she would still be working. She was a consulting director at Oracle when she joined, basically at a 20-year point in her career. She was making good money, but you know what? She was bored and she was looking for something new. She came to Lifestyles Unlimited because she was looking for a change. And I'll tell you what, she achieved a radical change. We come back from the break. I've got some more great stories to share with you. We'll be back right after this.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid, and the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid, and they're going to want to get out, and when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the final segment of the show. We're walking down memory lane. In other words, I'm sharing with you stories and experiences of Lifestyles Unlimited members that have changed their lives. They have changed their life for the better. And these are all folks that are normal people just like you and me. Some are working to replace very high figure salaries. Others are looking to get out of self-employment. Still others are working on the journey to retire themselves. You know, we all start at a different place and we all move forward together. We all eventually work towards achieving retirement. That's what it's all about. Now, let me share with you the story of Alan and Laurel. These folks are really neat people. I really got an opportunity to get to know them and spend a little time with them. And they've got an incredible story. You know, the thing I want to share about Alan is this. He says, the reason he joined Lifestyles Unlimited was because he met with his financial advisor in July of 2016. And he told us that we were doing great, but we were already saving 21% each month into a 401k plan. He said that if we saved a little more and Alan worked until he was 66 or 67 years of age, then he felt like he had a plan for us not to run out of money before we died at or around the age of 89 years of age. He goes on to say this, and these are his words, not mine. He says, well, that plan sucked. Laurel had been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited radio show every Sunday on her way home from church for about a year. And after that meeting with the financial planner, she says, we're going to go to the 2-hour free seminar. We're going to check this out. They had just invested in a multifamily deal in New York City through their son-in-law, but didn't totally understand the concepts. He and their daughter have been investing for about 10 years and had done very well. So they basically, they said, we'll put our money with them. Once they attended the free workshop and saw the power of multifamily, the lights went off in their minds and they knew that they had to change the path that they were on and they had to pursue financial independence. You know, so far to date, they've done 25 passive deals, and they're also lead investors. They are investing in multifamily apartment communities, and they're making those investments available for folks like me who are also a part of the organization, part of that particular plan. They've got some single family, but their real passion is in multifamily. You know, and what they've been able to do since joining is Laurel is now a full-time real estate professional, and with that comes all kinds of additional tax advantages because she is spending 750 hours or year or more focused on the real estate investments. And you know, Alan, well, he's just enjoying the lifestyle. He's really having a good time. Now, let me tell you the story about Brian. Brian's a younger guy, and he came to Lifestyles Unlimited a while back, and he had moved from Hawaii, where he was living, and investing, because he was working for a pharmaceutical company as a medical dental sales person. He was transferred to Atlanta, Georgia. And while he was in Atlanta, Georgia, he said that he became a part of a company-wide layoff in June of 2016. And after that, he said, that's it. I'm not going back. I'm going to focus my time and my energy on investing in multifamily communities. And he is a lead investor right now. He has done very, very good for himself. He had built a pretty impressive portfolio while living in Hawaii of about 15 single-family homes. But once he got to Atlanta, he started to change his paradigm. And I'll tell you what, he has never gone back to medical sales because he has developed an income stream and he has developed his assets to where he doesn't need to. He just absolutely does not need to. Now, there's Matt and Conjita. They both have engineering degrees, one from Louisiana Tech, the other one from Louisiana State University. So I'm sure that around football season, probably not this year, but they have... They have a good time, and they both hold MBAs. Now, Conjita works in big oil, and Matt worked for an oil and gas company. They both had six-figure incomes with young children. At the time they wrote me, the kids were younger, and our life was good, they said. We had enough disposable income to do what we wanted to do. We spent a lot on vacations. But the reason they came to Lifestyles Unlimited was, even though they had two great incomes, a lot of money in the stock market, and were tired of paying enormous amounts to the IRS every year. One of their good friends, Eric, had been a Lifestyles Unlimited member for a couple of years, and they knew that he invested in real estate, but they didn't know much more beyond that. But Eric highly encouraged them to attend one of our free workshops and to look into investing in multifamily. Well, they went to the free workshop, they became members, they joined the Preferred Investor Group right away, and I'll tell you what, they have done wonderfully. They currently are invested in about 10 multifamily deals, six of those as lead investors. So they're syndicating properties, and that amounts to about 2,000 units. And they also own 8 single family rental investment properties. Matt has completely retired himself from corporate America. He did that back in 2017 and has more than doubled his previous net pay because of the income streams that real estate is producing. I'll tell you what, it is dramatically changed their life. They now have the time to do the things that they love to do. They're able to focus on their investments. They're able to focus on their family. They're able to go out and do the things that they want to do on their own terms and conditions because, well, that's the way it is. Let me tell you about Michael. Now, Michael had a very successful real estate investing career, so to speak, before he came to Lifestyles Unlimited. He was active in single family, but he didn't know much about multifamily. So he joined Lifestyles Unlimited specifically because he wanted to take the next step into multifamily, and he knew that Lifestyles Unlimited could provide him the education necessary to get him going. Well, I'll tell you what, he has been doing wonderfully. He has invested in 3 multifamily deals as a passive investor, and he has taken the lead on 3 other multifamily deals as the lead investor, making those investments available to passive investors like myself that are looking for great returns on their money. The neat thing about Michael is this. We were able to steal him away. That's right. I mean, he had essentially completely retired himself, and we said, Mike, why don't you do us a favor? Why don't you come onto the Lifestyles Unlimited team? Why don't you serve as one of our multifamily mentors? And therefore, you can help to educate and assist other like-minded individuals to achieve the things that you're achieving. And you know what he said? Gladly. So Mike is one of our newest multifamily mentors. The guy is just a powerhouse of experience and knowledge. Here's another member. This particular member is named Sterling, and he was self-employed. You know, he essentially wanted to get out of corporate America, so he bought a Snap-on Tools franchise and basically found himself working 70, 80, 90 hours a week in his Snap-on Tools van because that's what the business model called for. And his wife had enough of it. And they came to Lifestyles Unlimited. They went through the educational process. And in doing so, what they've been able to do is to sell that franchise. He is no longer working the 70, 80, 90 hours a week. He is focused on real estate investing. They currently have two passive investments. They're aspiring leads. I believe they may have taken down one of their first deals. So my point is this. It doesn't matter where you're at. I mean, I could go on. I could tell you about Isaac and the fact that this young man is investing in real estate. He's got a couple of single family properties under his belt and he's hungry for more. He is building the passive income that is helping him to achieve retirement. He's going to do it in his 30s. He will get it done. And I'll tell you what, he's not alone. I have met many, many other Lifestyles Unlimited members that are in their 30s that are pursuing the same goals and objectives. They are working to get out of whatever they're doing right now so that they can use the income coming off of real estate to retire themselves so that they can regain control of their life. You can do the same thing. You absolutely can. You can change the path you're on. It is not that difficult. The thing that you need to do is you need to check out our free workshop. In our free workshop, we go over all of the fundamental information you need to know. We're even going to show you how we buy single family and multifamily properties, and we're going to show you the power that those properties can produce in your life. Now, to attend one of those workshops, all you need to do is go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. When you get there, sign up for that free workshop. It's only going to take an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours of your time, and it will put you on the road to financial freedom. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.